Check it in. Randy Shaver is joining us, not only here on the radio, but here in the Brainerd Lakes area. Randy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm almost a year into retirement, and it's flown by, and life is great, and the weather has turned, and so life is good now.
Yeah.
Good.
It is that time to maybe get out on the lake and enjoy some outdoors weather like that, for sure. And, you know, now, like you said, you're not quite a year into a full year into retirement. What we're going to put air quotes around retirement, because you're still doing some radio and some other stuff, too. You know, it's not like you're sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair, anything like that.
That is true. The beauty of retirement is being able to pick and choose what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's to continue to do radio. I'm on 93X every morning in the Twin Cities, talking sports. And
yep.
I've been doing that for a long time. And I've got a high school football podcast, which I started last fall, that I'll continue this fall. And I've got a few other odds and end things that I'm doing. I have my charity.
Yes.
Which raises money for cancer research and patient aid. So I'm busy with that too. So I've got things that I'm doing, but if I want to go to bed at 9:30 at night, I can go to bed at 9:30 at night. And that's the beauty of retirement right now for me, is that I'm not driving home from work at 11 o'clock at night anymore.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And for how many years on Care 11? I mean, you were
almost 41.
You were a part of our night routine for so long, and so just having you on the radio here and listening to you, I feel like we've known each other for years. And you're coming to the Brainerd Lakes area. Let's just talk a little bit about the Elks Fishing Fling. The Brainerd Elks are having a fundraiser, an event, and it has an opportunity to raise a bunch of money for kids' activities in the Brainerd Lakes area. And you're going to be our guest speaker, aren't you?
I am. I'm looking forward to it. Ron Stolsky's been trying to get me to come up there for the last few years, and of course my TV schedule just didn't allow me to take off. The month of May is a ratings month in television terms.
Yes.
And so it's very hard to get away. But now that I'm no longer tied into that, the timing of it worked, and I'm happy to come up. So it should be fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Of course, I'm sure you have tons of great stories. All those years of doing sports broadcasting as well as news, but I think especially of the Prep Sports Extra. And what a huge part of television history in Minnesota that had become and became. And it was one of those things where, anecdotally, I remember you'd see the crews there doing their TV stuff, and you'd be like, oh, we need to hurry home after the game so we can watch Prep Sports Extra and see if we made it on TV, you know?
Yeah.
So
I can't tell you how – I know, I appreciate that. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that over the years, and especially close to the last time of doing that show where I had – you know, people that are out coaching football or dads of kids or whatever that are now in their 40s and 50s would come up to me and say, gosh, you know, we used to, you know, run home after the games and we'd all go to somebody's basement and we'd gather around the TV and we'd order food and we'd all watch the show. And, you know, I really appreciate that because it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the people that helped me do that show, because it was truly a labor of love for 40 years to do that high school football show.
It really was and it will go down as one of the top prep sports broadcasts, regular broadcasts. It's something that was there every week, and it was so fun. You also had, we talked a little bit about your charitable work, and your Tackle Cancer project is it's a huge endeavor. Tell us how that's going.
Well, first of all, I always like to try to clarify, the Tackle Cancer Initiative is not my idea. This was started by Dave Nelson, the former head football coach at Blaine in Minnetonka, with the help of the Minnesota Football Coaches Association and Ron Stolsky in particular. Those guys came up with Tackle Cancer. We just happened to partner with them that the money that they raise, we then use as part of our charity mm-hmm. in supporting cancer research and patient aid in Minnesota. But to answer your question, it's been absolutely phenomenal. They started it in 2012. It's raised over $4 million.
Wow.
All that money stays in Minnesota to support cancer researchers and patient aid projects across the state. It's not a metro thing. It's a statewide initiative.
Right.
And they've done such a great job with it. And Ron and Dave deserve a ton of credit for not only starting it, but maintaining it and actually growing it. Mm-hmm. It has, last year they set a record. $635,000 in 1 year.
Wow.
I mean, that's phenomenal work. And that, wow. again, that money really impacts Minnesota's cancer community. So hats off to those guys. They've done such a great job.
Yeah. I look forward to it. We do it every year down at Don Adamson Field with Warrior Football. And it's as the team announcer, it's one of those things we always look forward to, reminding people, yeah. hey, we're passing the hat, we're passing the bucket, and you know, we want to do better this year than we did last, and we say that every year, and we mean it, and it goes to a fantastic cause. So thank you for your efforts, and again, those guys too, for keeping it going and, yeah. and growing it. Well, coming up on Wednesday, it is the Elks Fishing Fling. You're a guest speaker, Randy, and I don't want to steal all the stuff from your talk with us, but kind of give us an idea of some good Randy Shaver stories that we might get a chance to hear.
Well, I thought I would pass along how I ended up in Minnesota, and I guess I'm not going to share the whole thing with you here, but it's pretty remarkable how I actually ended up in this place. I went to school at Iowa State and actually had been in Minnesota one time my whole life, and that was to run. I ran track for Iowa State, and we ran against the Gophers my freshman year. But I had never stepped foot in the state other than that. And so to actually end up here and how I ended up here is a pretty bizarre story, because the person who actually hired me at my first job, I ended up, unbeknownst to me, taking his job. It's a long story, and I won't get into it, but
yeah.
As you know, because you've been in this business a long time, it's just one of those things that happens in this business sometimes.
Does. Yeah.
and my news director at the time, who made that decision that I would be taking over for this person who actually hired me, the news director reached across the desk and shook my hand. I was 23 years old and said, "Welcome to the business, kid." And that's kind of how I ended up here, and I've never left, and it's been great. And
yeah.
to have seen all the things that I've seen, to see the two World Series championships, to 1991 and the incredible calendar year of all the things that were here in Minnesota,
yeah.
to 40 years of high school football, it's just been great, and the relationships. And I'll talk a little bit about some of those players and people that I've met along the way that have made an impact on me, and certainly have made an impact on Minnesota. So
I'm looking forward
to coming up there and getting a chance to share some of those things.
Definitely want to tell everybody to get their tickets right away. They're going fast, and we're almost out. So that's a good sign. Tickets are $75 for dinner and prizes. There's all of that going on. You can get them from any Elks member. We also have them here at Hubbard Radio in Brainerd, and you can get them in the Baxter office here at the radio station until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then after 3, pick them up at the Elks in person. Randy, I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. And until then, drive safe. We'll see you then.
All right. See you on Wednesday. Thank you.